The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is a special edition of the Bears Coaches Show, featuring Bears Chairman George McCaskey. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by Verizon, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix. Now, from Hallis Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And a pleasant good evening, everybody, and welcome into the PNC studio at Hallis Hall here in Lake Forest. A special edition of the Bears Coaches Show tonight. No head coach John Fox tonight or his staff. They're working quickly to prepare for Thursday night's Thanksgiving bonanza in Green Bay against the Packers. So sitting in tonight for the full hour, you get to sit and talk with us, the chairman of the board, George Hallis McCaskey. Good evening. How you doing?
Good to be here, Jeff.
Thanks
good
for joining us.
By me being here, Coach Fox can devote his attention to important matters.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's the prep that has to now boom, and it's everybody has to go through it. It's just not because of Thanksgiving. Thursday night football is now part of the normal season in the National Football League. Everybody's got to kind of do it. I don't know. Do you like it?
No.
Tell me why.
It's great at the back end. Players love it because you get a chance to rest and recover. But this short week to recover, number one, and preparation, number two, especially when you're the road team, which we are this year, it's a grind.
Yeah, and the second year in a row, Thanksgiving duty. That's also rare.
Yeah.
That's rare.
Plus, it's the night game, so
yeah.
You're getting back late.
Do you ever have a can you ever put up your hand and say, hold on a minute on the holiday schedule? I know you can maybe offer some thoughts on international travel and so forth for the London games and whatnot, but how about the holidays?
Well, after we played in Christmas in Green Bay on Christmas Day in 05 and on Christmas night in Green Bay in 2011, and then we got the Thanksgiving night game in Green Bay this year, I sent an email to Howard Katz, who's the scheduling guru at the NFL. And I said, Howard, I've made a point of never complaining about the scheduling because I figure everybody complains about the schedule. But I want to know, when are the Packers coming to Chicago for the holidays? And his response was, oh, I didn't know you guys wanted to host a game on the holidays. I'll keep that in mind next time. And I said, no, Howard, that's not what I mean. And you know that. So we'll see what happens.
Interesting. I haven't looked through the facts on Thanksgiving. This, I think, is the 32nd Thanksgiving game in Bears history. Have you hosted one?
I believe we have when we played the Cardinals.
Okay.
Back in the day, but
that wouldn't be as bad, you know, having it in your hometown. But pressing matters for the future and the NFL schedule makers.
Well, we don't want to play on the holidays, but if we do, rather be a home game.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's dig in. Yesterday, obviously, as John Fox referred to it when I talked to him after the game, those are the kind of losses that rip your soul out.
Yeah,
it's not just a loss. It's the kind that rip your soul out. He put that in proper perspective from your context?
Yeah, I felt especially bad for John because he kept saying, well, this is, you know, like any other game and so on and so forth, but I know it was important to him, and it's disappointing that we couldn't get it for him. Disappointing that we had a home loss again. We had a chance to sweep the AFC West. Had a chance to climb back to 500, so it's disappointing in those regards, but I like the way our guys battle. They fight. They're never out of it. They're never giving up. And I think that's a credit to Coach Fox and his staff.
And that's where I was going next, because many people outside of the city, obviously, national perspective, they simply look at the records. They're not watching every snap and what goes into it here with this team. But the overall resolve is a great way to describe what they have, toughness, fight. Many have complimented the coaching staff and the Bears players on this fact. Is that what you're embracing right now in lieu of a winning record at the moment?
No. We want wins, of course. The players want wins. Coaches want wins. So we see some encouraging things, but we also want to see the results.
Boy, and you talk about tight. Six of the last seven decided by 3 points or less. I call those nail nibblers. I don't know what you call them while watching the game, but they're heart thumpers.
Yeah. Nightmares.
Yeah, nightmares, yeah. In some cases. But 3 wins, 2-1 and 3 points, 3 losses, 3-3 and 2 points.
Yeah. Like I said, they've battled every game, and that's encouraging to see. So
You also made mention of the home record, or indicating, you know, another home loss, again, with emphasis. And it's 3-10 the last two seasons. That's got to be something that really eats away at you.
Yeah, we want to control at home. You want to control your division. You know, if you dominate at home and you control your division and you go 500 on the road, you're a playoff team. So you got to be in the playoffs to reach the ultimate goal, to win the Super Bowl. So that's what we're shooting for.
Now, they did move the ball, you know, get into a little bit of the game a little bit. You know, they moved the ball. That team does not give up a lot of big plays, fewest in the National Football League. But the Bears had a bunch of big passing plays. The run game really was stalled out a little bit. And they moved into the inside the 40-yard line, I think, six times, red zone four times. They just didn't finish. So that's been something of an issue over the course of the season. Now, nobody's complaining. Everybody's got banged up bodies throughout the course of the league. But, you know, you got some red zone weapons that were out. Eddie Royal was a three-level threat as a receiver, has been out for several weeks. Matt was out, obviously, in the backfield. Alshon Jeffrey out. I would think that those numbers would go up with those guys present.
If you're looking for somebody to complain about injuries, you better get yourself another guest. Like you said in the beginning, everybody's got injuries, and Coach Fox has a next man up philosophy, and that's part of the challenge of having good depth on your roster, and we'll get there.
Yeah, and you know, going through and just quickly trying to prepare for the next game, just doing the statistical review and who's playing where. This is now 9 games with a different starting defense. Now, not because of injuries necessarily, but the idea of mixing and matching and coming up with different packages for your opponent that Vic Fangio is doing. And you're finding some players here that, A, love to hit. Adrian Amos yesterday, and his nickname I found out through a course of an interview I did with him a couple weeks back for Bears Confidential on our Fox Game Day live shows, is the Hulk. Now, he's not a monster back there, but he's starting to play like one a little bit. He's a thumper, and he had some big hits yesterday. That's the kind of Bears play you want to see.
He's fun to watch. He had a sack yesterday. It looked like he came from Roosevelt Road. it was, I don't know, a delayed blitz or what, but he came from forever away and still got to the quarterback. And the quarterback's a big guy, and it brought him down.
Yeah, 6'8", big guy, 6'8", Arizona State guy. I had him at 6'6".
The Harvard of the Southwest.
Yeah. Were you matriculated, as they say, correct?
7 years of college.
The Bears have not played but 3 games with Cutler, Forte, and Jeffrey. They did in the opener against the Green Bay Packers. Hopefully those guys will all be together on Thursday night, the 5th starting offensive line combination. So, as you can see, they've used a bunch of personnel this season. Maybe, and I know at one point several weeks ago, it was the most personnel that anybody's used in the National Football League through the first part of the season.
The Bears Coaches Show featuring George McCaskey and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Cutler on the play fake and a boot to the far side, being chased by Wolf. Throws, he's got Wilson open, makes the head catch. 20-15, inside the 10, down to the 7-yard line. That was not an easy catch either. Cutler on the roll, found Marquise downfield, and he had to catch it with his hands tight gripped, and he makes the catch.
A career-high 102 yards receiving on 4 big play catches for Marquise Wilson. That gets him this week's Xfinity Player of the Game, brought to you by Xfinity. And welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here at the Chicago Bears Network Studios at PNC Studio at Hallis Hall. Jeff Joniak with George McCaskey, and the coaches busy getting ready for Thanksgiving night in Green Bay. Marquise Wilson's been a pleasant surprise this season, and by virtue of stepping up in the next man up discussion, he's definitely done that this year.
Yeah, I remember Marty Bennett saying a couple of weeks ago, he's growing up right in front of our eyes, and kid's got a lot of ability, and it's good to see him blossoming.
Top 5 in the NFL with catches, with receivers with 20 catches, at least 20 catches, so he's averaging 17 yards a catch now this season, and really a breakout season for him. And Marquise, you know, came in as a 21-year-old kid, and he left college prematurely, quit the program at Washington State, and so really was a young guy that needed to be bulk up a little bit. He's gotten stronger. He's learned the offense very well, and a really pleasant surprise for the Bears in this particular season. All right, catching up on some business today, just to get everybody informed. Jimmy Clausen, the veteran quarterback, waived today by the Bears. It sounds like from John Fox, David Fales was somebody other teams were interested in off the practice squad, so they have activated him onto the 53-man roster. They could add a quarterback tomorrow on the practice squad, and Terrence Mitchell was waived from the practice squad today. And no practice, and so, but the league requires an injury report for the Thursday game, so it was a quite the big long list. I called Tom Thayer, I said, hey, Tom, this injury report's pretty long. He goes, tell me when the Packers submit theirs, and then we'll see if they're just throwing names on there. And so there's a lot of names on both sides of the fence. But among those that would not have practiced if there was practice today, Marty Bennett, Kadeem Carey going through concussion protocol right now, Sherrod Martin, Antrell Roll, and Eddie Royal with Forte, Jeffrey, Jarvis Jenkins, Pernell McPhee, Leroy Reynolds, Marquise Wilson, all limited, again, if there was practice today. But there wasn't. They didn't even look at the tape. Time to get ready for Green Bay. And really, that's what you got to do in a situation like this. There's no other answer.
Yeah, the injury report, I think, is largely a function of the short week. And after a loss like yesterday, you have to have a short memory. We got to move on. We don't have time to worry about what's happened. We got to look forward.
It was a good day for Robbie Gould yesterday. Three more field goals. So this is almost a record, another record for Robbie Gould in the National Football League. And the reason I bring it up, because there's several things that have happened over the course of the season where, you know, in the past it's almost like all defensive players are getting all these high acclaims, but you have Jay Cutler breaking Sid Luckman's record this year. You've got Matt Forte putting up incredible numbers. Certainly not Peyton-esque, but he's going to be number two on virtually every list that you can come up with here in Bears franchise history. And Robbie now with the career points record for the franchise, but also too shy of now the NFL record in a single season for making now six games perfect on three field goals. And that was set back in 1998 in Tennessee by Al Del Greco. So there's been some very good performers here with sustained success over a long period of time, several players.
Yeah, that's certainly true of Robbie. Earlier this season, just quietly became the Bears' all-time leading scorer, and very happy for him.
And for the third straight week in fourth and five games, the Bears' defense permitting an opening drive touchdown, but then they nailed down. You know, this is what they've been doing, and I've been very impressed because of all the different bodies and the young players, several rookies on that defense right now. I love how they've adjusted over the course of the game and seeing how they're playing with that physicality. We mentioned Amos. You know, you can throw Kyle Fuller into the mix now. Tracy Porter, they're both battling for the team lead in pass breakups. This young linebacker, Anderson, the Rice rookie, undrafted, again, Bryce Callahan, Bruce Gaston on the defensive line gets a sack yesterday. It's a lot of names Bears fans may not know just yet.
Yeah, they're coming together. You can see it. They're making adjustments. Vic Fangio and his staff are doing a great job. You know, yesterday I was watching and it seemed like they're getting, you know, pretty good chunks of yardage. But then I look up at the scoreboard late in the game and they only got 17 points, so if you hold them 17 points, you should win the game. So.
Right, absolutely. That's been something they've been doing well. And when you go, if you're into numbers, the Bears right now are ranked. I know this is, you're gonna get mad at me probably, but they're ranked ahead of the Packers in several offensive and defensive categories in terms of yardage. I know the record matters, and they forced a lot of takeaways, and they don't turn it over very much. But you know the Bears are competing. That's my point. They're competing, and they're competing comparatively to the best in the business, in some cases.
Yeah, we're holding our own with some of the better teams in the league, and this Thursday will be a test of that, certainly.
All right, listen to the next Bears All Access radio show brought to you by Sports Authority this Wednesday at 6 p.m. on WSCR 670 AM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show featuring Bears Chairman George McCaskey on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Cutler under center, takes turns, giving to Langford. Langford's in! Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! Jeremy Langford up the middle of the Broncos defense, slashes in for the touchdown.
And that is our play of the week, brought to you by McDonald's, proud partner of the Chicago Bears. Back on the Bears Coaches Show with you until 7:30 tonight with George Halas McCaskey, chairman of the board of the Chicago Bears, sitting in for the coaches as they prepare for the Green Bay Packers. Jeremy Langford with his sixth touchdown already in 10 games, five on the ground, including touchdowns in three consecutive weeks, filling in for the injured Matt Forte. And you might remember, George, Matt Forte's rookie season, 12 touchdowns overall, eight on the ground, four in the pass game. So Jeremy Langford on schedule to threaten that put together by a Bear running back. Best in a long time, actually.
Yeah, Matt's been a great performer over the years, still is for us, and it'll be great when we get him back.
Yeah, you know, maybe this week.
And Jeremy at people.
Yeah, maybe this week.
Yeah,
maybe this week. Maybe this week. But what do you like about Langford, his style and so forth?
I like his north-south capability. I like how he pounds it in there. And, you know, that highlight you just played, talk about the ups and downs of our great game. You know, he gets in there for the score, and you think, okay, all right, and then just seconds later.
Place went dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough, no doubt about it. As you were watching, how do you watch the game, seriously? Do you watch it just like everybody else, or do you look at it from a different perspective? Just tell me, how do you watch a game?
Our whole family is very emotional, very passionate. We're hanging on every play. I get a little vocal, but clean. An assistant coach's wife told me years and years ago that no business has higher highs or lower lows. And that's certainly been true time and time again. Certainly true yesterday. Like I said, you know, Langford gets in, you're on top of the world. Seconds later, conversion fails. Onside kick fails. It's tough to take.
Yeah, I know, no doubt. I mean, you can see it on your face right now. I see it when we travel.
Just reliving it is.
I see it when we travel. And your mom as well, Virginia McCaskey. You know, you get on that bus after wins, there's a big smile after losses, and it's the first eyes you see on the bus.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to get on that bus sometimes.
Well, I'm lucky because I get to escort her on the bus, and then I slip in the seat behind her, so I don't have to look directly at her like when I'm boarding the bus. So that helps. But we'd like her to have a few more smiles on her face.
Absolutely. Because you love the game, too, and you know the game. You're a fan of football. Do you, when you say you let it out sometimes, is it over specifics, plays, what you'd like to see, what didn't you see, or is that not part of the discussion?
Mostly it's officiating related. And we didn't have any penalties yesterday.
How about that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
First time since 1995 against the Philadelphia Eagles in a Bears win. First time a Bears team went penalty-free. Yeah.
So, like, any tackle is automatically a late hit. any sack of our quarterback is automatically roughing the quarterback. You know, it's that kind of approach.
How would you describe what it's been like working with John Fox and Ryan Pace?
It's been energizing. It's been an adventure already. Both of them very positive people. Both of them forces of nature. Fox, it's much more apparent. You know, you can see it emanating from him as he walks down the hall. Ryan, it's more understated, but I think it's just as present in Ryan as it is in John.
And both uniquely intense in their own way. You know, intense in their own way. You can read it on their faces at times. Most of the time they're jovial and smiling, but you know when it's dialed up a couple of degrees.
Yeah, and again, with John, you know, you have more opportunities to see it. But Ryan, even though it's not as out there as John, because Ryan's not pacing on the sidelines on TV, he's just as competitive. He's just as enthusiastic as John is.
Is it part of your routine to take regular meetings with these guys once a week?
Once a week, but we have a regularly scheduled thing every four games. I don't want to be hounding them on a week-to-week basis, but Ryan just popped his head in today. Just with a couple comments, his thoughts on the game yesterday, and then I saw John early this morning and commiserate a little bit, but then I got out of his way because he's got work to do.
Absolutely. And you're not one to, you've never been one, you're not one to offer suggestions or anything like that.
Never.
You've told me for years that would never be the case.
Never.
That's not your style.
I don't know if it's a question of style, but to me it would be insulting to hire these football lifers and then interfere with what they're trying to do.
Which was a great point he made today. He goes, this is a full-time job, when he was asked a question about strategy. And I just couldn't help but crack up because he's just got away with words. We love having him on this show every week, that's for sure, because you never know how he's got a lot of phrases. He's got books. I know he's got books and phrases that he comes up with.
Foxisms.
All right. Yes, foxisms.
The Bears Coaches Show, tonight featuring Bears Chairman George McCaskey, brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Miller Lite. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Seven-step drop for Osweiler. In trouble, and down he goes. Sacked on the blitz, brought him down. Adrian Amos on the blitz. A beauty dialed up from the third level there on Adrian Amos.
Rookie season for Adrian Amos, recording one of the Bears' 5 sacks yesterday. His on the safety blitz. People who listen to me call games know I love the corner blitz. And I love the safety blitz. I used to, when Lovey was here, I say, Lovey, dial up those corner blitzes. He did it occasionally, but they're deadly. Those are great blitzes, as you said.
They're great.
Roosevelt Road, you say? Is that where you came from?
Seemed like it. It's a long way over there.
And St. Rita grad Bruce Gaston had one. Willie Young had one. New safety Chris Przinski, who got his first Bear start yesterday, had one. And Eddie Goldman also with a sack. Second half defense included a pair of third and one stops, one on fourth down as well near the goal line. Christian Jones tackling Ronnie Hillman. So, again, some very good stuff done yesterday. Didn't take the ball away, but, you know, enough that, as we indicated early in the show, if you're just joining us, you know, 17 points, you hold a team. I don't care who's the quarterback. Brock Osweiler did a nice job yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He was impressive. And like we talked about, 17 points allowed, you should win the game. And we need to do better in the red zone. And our players know it. Our coaches know it.
So. Hey, tell us about what you did today, because a member of the Bears organization for many years and people who've covered the team as long as I have, and Greg Miller, our producer, certainly used to get a big chuckle out of hearing the conversation from Richard McMurrin. Now, many people don't know who he is, and probably wouldn't if they hadn't covered the team or been around Hallis Hall, the old Hallis Hall or the new Hallis Hall. And I remember seeing him a couple of years ago in his bow tie and coming up to say hello to the secretaries and shake hands around the building. But he passed away here last week, and you were at the funeral today.
Yeah, they had a service for him today here in Lake Forest. A lot of Bears people showed up, and it's difficult to describe Richard, especially in a one-hour program, but he was a remarkable individual, a Renaissance man. He was described as the custodian of Old Hallis Hall, but he bristled at that description. He preferred the title superintendent. Told management and coaches many times over that he could do their jobs better than they were doing them. He had a remarkable ability to read people and find out what made them tick and how to connect to them. Just a wonderful, wonderful man, and the Bears family misses him.
Yeah, and a man like that that spoke his mind, how'd he keep his job?
That was part of the magic of Richard. He had an uncanny ability to say what was on his mind and say maybe what you didn't want to hear. But he also had an uncanny ability to charm. And like I said, just a unique individual. And we wish his dear wife, Eleanor, the best.
Yeah, may he rest in peace, Richard McMurrin.
The Bears Coaches Show with George McCaskey and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
We can't afford to lose any more this year. We want to have a chance to play at the end. Really caring about how far we've come, and I guess, for lack of a better term, moral victories. That's all gone. We have to win. We have to get actual victories now.
Matt Slauson landed on the line today here at Hallis Hall, one of two players to speak to the media following the Bears' loss yesterday and looking ahead to the Green Bay Packers on this short week of preparation. Slauson moving back over to left guard yesterday for the return of Hronas Grassu as the starting center. Back of the program here at PNC Studio at Hallis Hall in Lake Forest. I like what he had to say there. You know, because that first game against that team north of the border, as you like to say, everyone called that a kind of a moral victory despite the loss, because they went toe-to-toe a little bit with the Packers in the opener and subsequently have played very good football over the course of the season, but the record's still 4-6, so no more about the moral victories. It's time to, and he's still talking playoffs. So was Tracy Porter. I like hearing that. I like hearing that from the fellas.
Yeah. Matt's a great guy. Been a great player for us. Very unselfish player. Moved over to center when we needed him to. Now back at position I think he's more comfortable playing, guard. And an outstanding spokesperson for the Bears. My only quibble with him is let's not talk about running the table when we're in the season. Let's talk about that week's game. There's plenty of time to worry about what's down the road.
And the opponent.
Let's get the next W.
Offers a lot of intrigue on Sunday. That team up there, huh?
Yeah, great history, going back to 1921, and they got a darn good team. They got back on track yesterday against the Vikings, so the Ditka curse is ended apparently.
And what'd you think about that whole thing?
You talk about much ado about nothing. Wow, just shows you the passion of Bears fans. They don't like that image, the coach and the green and gold. So that was encouraging to see, I thought, and people had a little fun with it, with the curse. But the bottom line for them is they had a pretty impressive win yesterday. So they're tied in record, but they've got the tiebreaker now with the Vikings. And so we're going to have our hands full.
And here come the Bears. When you walk into Lambeau Field, what happens to you?
I hold my nose. people talk about it as, some place, some must-see destination. I have never looked at it that way. I get it, historic franchise. They've had more than their share of success. It's been a great rivalry. They've had our number for too long now. And we need to turn that around. To achieve our goals, we need to turn that around.
Let's talk about some things going on at Soldier Field. I know there's always talk about, growing the building a little bit. Is that something in the pipeline to consider?
If you're saying growing the building in terms of increasing the capacity,
yes.
It's been looked at kind of informally from time to time, feasibility studies, blank canvas, pie in the sky type approaches. The last I've heard is that it would be cost prohibitive to substantially increase the capacity. Plus, one of the functions of the new Soldier Field was pulling the seats in closer to the action to improve the sight lines over the old Soldier Field. So if you added capacity, you'd be compromising that to some extent.
Concerns levied from season ticket holders and particularly those who love tailgating certainly has been on your mind, I'm sure. Right, because of the Lucas Museum potential there.
Yeah, I was out on the south lot yesterday talking to some tailgaters and so forth, and this one guy grabbed me and said, "Hey, George, this whole Lucas Museum, I mean, it's kind of a," and then he said a word that you can't say on the radio. but we had a good discussion about it, and we've had good conversations with the city and with the park district, and the plan, the agreement, is that we'll wind up with more parking on site, more tailgating on site. It'll change the character of tailgating because most of the south lot won't be available for tailgating because that's where the Lucas Museum will be. But there'll be places on Northerly Island, the south end of Grant Park, which will result in more tailgating on site, and we think that'll be good for Bears fans.
Did you go into the south lot yesterday for the sole purpose of gauging the what's on the mind of your season ticket holders and your fans, or is this something that you typically do?
Well, I like to walk around a little bit and soak up the atmosphere and thank Bears fans for being there. And I targeted the south lot in case somebody wanted to talk about it, and a few people did.
I also notice on road games, because of how well the Bears fans do travel, and it's been stunning this year in certain cases, I see you up in the stands getting ready to do our shows, and hey, there's George. He's shaking hands up there. What a thrill for the fans there to have you do that, and they all come down into Lower Bowl. You don't have to go far to find them.
Our fans travel very well, as you said, and it's amazing, you know, you could be in some place like San Diego or St. Louis and somebody would tell you, well, I'm a Bears fan. I'm here from Toronto. I'm here from Fort Lauderdale. They're just so excited to be there. And it's really great to hear them chanting, "Let's go Bears." I was hoping that Jay, when we were in St. Louis and our fans were chanting, "Let's go Bears," was just going to wave his arms as if to quiet the crowd just for show. But
he did it in San Diego.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
It was good to see.
The Bears Coaches Show with Bears Chairman George McCaskey continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Us in the locker room, we're just going to continue to fight, you know, throughout the season and let the record take care of itself. We're going to fight until, you know, all 16 games are played. And once our record says what it is, then we'll let the NFL or whoever, you know, sees the playoff records tell us whether we're in or out.
That is cornerback Tracy Porter earlier today at Hallisaw as the Bears begin preparations immediately for the Green Bay Packers. That's why Coach Fox is not here tonight. He is working on the game plan with his coaches, and George McCaskey is here. You're shaking your head and nodding approval of Tracy Porter.
Yeah, I'm nodding my head. I like the way you're saying fight like hell.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, clearly this town made a big impression on the National Football League last year, and you loved it, the NFL draft being in town. Are you thrilled that they have it back?
Yeah, after more than 50 years, it finally came back home to Chicago last year, and Chicago put on a great show. We got lucky with the weather, but the city really came together. Very welcoming atmosphere, and that was one of the advantages that Chicago has. It's supposed to be within driving distance of like 11 NFL cities. Grant Park was beautiful. Selection Square was jammed. So the NFL went back to the city and said, okay, that was great, and we want 2016 to be bigger.
How?
And better.
How? How's that possible?
Yeah.
Tom and I walked over there to do our show, and we couldn't believe how great it looked. The city was electric, people everywhere. I don't know. What are you going to do to make it bigger? I mean, I know you don't have all the plan. I mean, do you make suggestions? Are you part of that?
It's really a league event that happens to be in our fair city. We're happy to help whenever possible. I don't know how on earth they're going to make it bigger or better. Favorite moment from last year's draft, I'm walking along Michigan Avenue, and the guy says, "Hey, George McCaskey, can I take a picture with you?" I said, "Sure." He throws his arm around me. He's posing for the photo, and he says, "We're big fans of the team." And I thought, that is a Bears fan for you. That was awesome.
You really do love mingling with the fans, don't you? It seems to me that it goes beyond just in terms of maybe what you feel would be a nice gesture. It's a genuine desire to mix with the people.
Well, our fans are our foundation. Of course, we wouldn't be here without them. No team reflects its city better than the Bears reflect Chicago, I think. Blue collar, hard-nosed, tough, smart, aggressive, and that's the way our fans are. And we've got to bring them a winner. We've got to do it.
And you're also a customer when you go to the Cubs games and Hawks games, and a huge sports fan, you and your wife. Do you ever feel like you're constantly fighting for space in that market, though?
No.
Given their successes and so forth.
No. We're very fortunate that with all due respect to the Cubs and the White Sox and the Bulls and the Blackhawks, this is a Bears town. We don't take that for granted. We're humbled by it. We're challenged by it. But we think that's a fact. I think it's been great that the Blackhawks and the Cubs have had success recently. We don't look at it as raising the bar for us because our bars are already set very high.
Tune into a special edition of Bears Game Day Live brought to you by Advocate Healthcare on Thanksgiving morning, Thursday, 9 a.m. on Fox 32 Chicago. I'll be live with Tom Thayer in Green Bay to get your NFL day started and preview the primetime matchup between the Bears and Packers. They happen to be retiring Brett Favre's jersey.
Oh, really? I hadn't
Nights,
heard. Our game?
Yeah.
Huh.
You'd just like him to do that, right?
Mark Murphy, the president of the Packers, told me that they requested the Bears for that game. So hopefully we can spoil the party.
Absolutely. Relocation, obviously, still a hot topic, and interestingly, we played all the
teams.
We're
not going anywhere.
I know, but we played all the teams that were involved in that are involved in this discussion, and St. Louis, Oakland, and San Diego, and you know, you can feel the you could feel the tension though in each of those cities. Maybe less for Oakland, in my opinion, because we weren't there; we were here. But you felt the tension though from people working there. It just It's hanging over their head. As a member of this 32 NFL league, 32 NFL franchise, you know, how do you look at it from your perspective?
Yeah, well, you feel for the fans. I was walking around the parking lots in St. Louis, and this guy, a Rams fan, grabbed me and said,
"Is this a joke?"
No, he you know, wanted to make his feelings about Stan Kroenke known. Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult issue in all three of those cities. The owners have been working diligently and conscientiously to get a new stadium, and for one reason or another, it just hasn't happened. So you have to take that into consideration, but you also have to take into consideration the fans' loyalty and their dedication to their team.
Do you think there will be two in L.A. by next year?
That's entirely possible.
Is that your gut instinct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's never fun for the city. I mean, could you ever see this thing expanding beyond 32?
I suppose it's possible. I kind of like 32. You got the 4-team divisions. I love our playoff format. I love the percentage of teams that make the playoffs. I love that our 16-game regular season means something. It's just, in my view, an almost perfect setup. So I suppose expansion beyond 32 could happen, but I like where we are.
Yeah, you don't want to thin out the talent anymore. I mean, quarterbacks, they're hard to find.
Yeah.
We always say you can't find 32. You certainly can't find 64 then, and if you had teams, that would be tough. Hey, been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Go Bears.
That's Bears chairman of the board, George Halas-McCaskey. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks to our producer, Greg Miller, producer Andy Gersher, studio producer Cisco Cotto, Bears Packers from Green Bay. Thursday night pregame underway at 4:30, kickoff at 7:30. This is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM. Thanks for listening, everybody, and good night.